B-Pod Studios.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's, Lauren and Wally Morning Show on the air here for WROR.
Yet again.
It was tough last night.
Can you believe it?
Tough last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe the Bachelorette. What?
It was disturbing.
Yes, it was. Extremely disturbing. Nothing I like more than taking dating advice from professional basketball players. Okay, so yeah, the Bruins just didn't have it last night.
You know, that's a resilient St. Louis team.
It is.
We need to win two out of three, and we have home ice. So,
okay, Tom Brady gave New York fans another reason to hate him.
What do you do?
Oh, you're gonna love this.
Oh.
He's basically trying to get a copyright trademark Terrific, you know. And so Tom Seaver fans are really upset about that. So we'll cover that for you this morning. Yeah, let me see. Jeopardy last night.
Yeah.
Woo.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, you know him by now. But
everybody knew.
Exactly. Well, I can't keep secrets in this world.
Well, check this out.
That's right. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, we got your dirty laundry coming up 7:45 this morning. What are you
going to
be covering?
I can't believe what A-Rod is going to invest in now.
Plus, the fashion report coming up this morning. The hottest summer fashion for men this year. Oh, you're going to like... probably not going to like this.
No, because you guys never make good summer.
Yeah. Well, I've always been ahead of the curve when it comes to summer fashion.
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Mornings.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, it ended last night. The reign of Jeopardy James.
That's right. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
I don't think so.
Walking
away with $2.4 million is not a loser.
Huh?
But I have to say, I was getting sick of Jeopardy James, and I feel like he was just really pummeling the competition. The reason why last night's episode was so great and made me feel slightly bad that it was over for him is because it was a real competition. That's what we've been missing all this time. So now, although Emma might be like James, she was really, really good. He lost to a librarian, Emma. And and then there's a little controversy, too, because he bets so little in Final Jeopardy.
He's a professional gambler.
Yeah,
so he
there's
knew
math
the odds.
Involved.
He knew that he couldn't double his money and beat her.
Right.
If she got it right. But he had to protect himself from the guy in the middle who was also very good.
Yeah, because you don't want to come in dead last when you lose.
Precisely.
Right? Yeah. I guess, according to competitive people. I don't care.
He gambled and lost.
Dead last means I have more time.
Yeah, but I mean, he beat the odds more than, you know, you really figure the way he played.
Yeah.
He was always kind of playing those odds, and they came up in his favor.
A real...
The odds may... forever be in his favor.
Perfect storm of his smarts and his gambling acumen and the way he approached the game.
And it was a perfect storm last night for Emma Butcher, who is, she's a librarian from Chicago, I think it is.
Yeah.
And she hit the two daily doubles in Double Jeopardy, and he did not.
Yeah, that's when I knew things were tricky. Well, I actually knew things were tricky yesterday when there was leaked video. But
you think as a librarian that maybe when she, everybody thought that she was just doing librarian stuff, she was really studying.
He was reading all that stuff in the
for
library.
For Jeopardy, because how could you tell,
here's
right?
Here's how it ended, actually.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday.
Wow.
46,801.
James still has the 10 top all-time one-day totals.
Yeah, I think he got out at just the right time because the tide was turning on his brand. Like, if you're going to think of a person as a brand, because that's what we do now, people were real psyched about him, and then they just became real sick of him. And now he's not, like, he didn't beat Ken Jennings, so that still stands.
Right.
But yet he's still a phenom in such a way that I think people will really enjoy him.
He'll be back, you know, because there are going to be more matches.
Yeah, and he finally got the blue check mark on Twitter.
Oh,
and
good.
His Twitter is
very funny.
Very funny. One of my favorites from last night, he was tweeting up a storm. You know, all of the conspiracy theorists, he lost on purpose.
Right.
He bet on himself. So, like, he retweeted someone who was like, oh, he probably made a ton of money betting on himself. So he tweeted, hello, I'd like to bet against myself on this pre-recorded TV show. Sounds legit. Our house limit is as much cash as you can fit in one boat. It's like, I'm like, yeah.
It is the end of his winning streak. I was sick of him jumping around and switching categories. Now Jeopardy needs a person who's smart. Make sure that your answer's ending with a question mark. Yo, Trebek. James is going home. He's a loser, baby. He lost on Jeopardy.
Thank you.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s.
And more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And you know how the sports fans down in New York hate us here in Boston?
Yeah, the feeling's mutual for most people,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, that is, you know. And, you know, it'll be even worse if the, if the Bruins win the Stanley Cup here. Because that'll be three out of the four major sports championships in one year.
Thanks a lot, Celtics.
And so, yeah, come on, Celtics. And so then yesterday, we really ticked them off. Even, not we, but Tom Brady really ticked them off more. And they're really, really upset now. Because
why?
Well, he's trying to get a trademark on the term Tom Terrific.
Really?
Yeah. And, that was, Tom Seaver was Tom Terrific down in New York for... That's his nickname for years and years. And they're saying that, they're stealing his legacy and all
that. Tom Seaver a football player?
No, he was a baseball player.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
okay.
So they're really, really upset about the whole thing. And, but really, if you go back in time, Tom Terrific was stolen from a cartoon series back in the 60s.
The real great adventures of me, Tom Terrific, with Mighty Man Brad, the Wonder Dog.
You know what?
In looking up Tom Terrific, the cartoon, it also had Krabby Appleton.
That's right.
Which I still...
SpongeBob, right? Yeah.
I was like, hey, wow, that was kind of borrowed,
There's
too.
There's nothing new under the sun. I think somebody said that, by the way.
Listen, Tom Seaver, right? He pitched 12 years for the Mets.
Right, yeah.
Won one World Series with them.
One
Tom
World
Brady,
Series,
17 years with the Patriots.
That's right.
Six World Championship. Super Bowl championships.
Why does he want to trademark it so he can use it on his TB12 stuff?
Could be.
I just feel like it's a silly moniker.
Does anybody call him that?
Yeah, I feel like it's like the way that people call Boston Bean.
Giselle
Town.
Does.
Oh, well, you know? Yeah. Touché.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, you guys are sick.
I mean, Boomer Esiason said it's sleazy. I love Boomer. It's not sleazy. It's business.
Yeah, it's business. You know, it's
which
like,
is sleazy.
Well said.
Okay.
More 105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so.
Hey, wow.
They just didn't have it last night.
Bruins, black and blue and bloodied. They really got beat up in St. Louis, losing 4-2 last night. The Stanley Cup Finals now tied 2 games apiece. Blues outskated, outhit. They outscored the Bruins. Charlie Coyle and Brando Carlo had the Bees goals. Game 5, Thursday night at the Garden. But the big problem, Captain Zdeno Chara took a shot in the face, needed stitches to put him back together. It was a mess.
He's going to have to go see Dr. Wu today.
Oh, my God. He sat on the bench in the third period with a full face guard on, full face shield, but didn't play. And now maybe he's in concussion protocol. We're not sure. He's questionable for Game 5. Red Sox, they were off yesterday. They're in Kansas City tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Oakland. The Raptors and Warriors tied at 1 game apiece. Patriots mandatory 3-day minicamp begins today in Foxborough. So a chance to see Tom Terrific, what kind of shape he's in, because he skipped for the second straight year, the OTAs. Remember, he turns 42 on August 3rd, just 2 months away. That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Hank. A little email here this morning. Good morning, everybody. My son, this is from Suzanne. It says, my son Dylan and I listen to your show every morning on our way to school. Our drive is a little more over an hour from Derry, New Hampshire to Beverly, Mass. Your show makes the time go by a little faster and puts a smile on our faces. Can you please wish Dylan a very happy 14th birthday today? Right. We're usually in the car between 6:30 and 7:30. Thanks so much. Have a great day, Suzanne. So, Dylan, have a great day today and happy birthday.
14.
105.7 WRR. It's 9 minutes before 7. Got my favorite new bumper sticker yesterday.
Oh, boy. It
says, remember when sex was safe and motorcycles were dangerous? I thought, really? Seriously?
Yeah. Happy 14th birthday.
Happy 14th birthday.
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So now you're going to have to fill me in on this, because I know that this is shocking news, but I missed The Bachelorette last night.
Whatever.
Yeah, and there was nothing on last night, I decided to tune in to The Bachelorette, which I usually do not watch anymore because I just can't. But
it's cheesy.
It's just a train wreck. Yeah, and last night was no exception, except this time, Hannah B., they did some shooting this winter in Boston, and so finally the episode aired last night.
So there was no, like, the guy wasn't from Boston. There was no reason to be in Boston.
They just wanted to come to Boston. And
ruin
things. You'd think, like, oh, they want to come to Boston and sort of highlight the fact that Boston is the Athens of America. I mean, it's an amazing historical city. Yeah. We have lots of fun things to do. And then Hannah B. was walking around Boston with her one-on-one date with Jed, these two Mensa people.
Okay.
It was absolutely ludicrous, and never before has a bachelorette embraced ignorance so spectacularly. Here is what she was talking about when she's walking around Boston and looking at the historical sites.
I'm going to make up a bunch of random facts for you, okay?
All right, perfect.
This right here was the Thomas Edison Hotel. It was founded in 1692. I love making up facts about America. I found that to be a new talent of mine.
Not a talent.
10 minutes ago, Paul Revere invented the bike. And this is the monument. This is actually where Benjamin Franklin did his first interview. This is where Mr. Ronald McDonald got his idea for the golden arches.
Oh, and that's where Dave Falcone blew his top.
Okay.
Where he was like, when she looked at the State House, the beautiful State House in Boston, and said, that's where McDonald's got the golden arches inspiration. She just basically didn't know any history, so she made it up and thought it was so cute. Well, but she would walk by monuments, and Jed would be like, I wonder what that's for. And she's like, who cares? We'll just make it up. And it was just, I mean, just walk over
from?
And
Alabama.
Find out.
Alabama.
But then you guys.
Then it got worse.
It got worse. She decided to go play two on two.
The producers set up a whole thing at the Auerbach Center with the Celtics.
And it was what Celtics were they?
It'll tell you. Here you go.
Here we go.
Boston,
Celtics. How is this a thing? How is this real? Scary Terry and Jaylen Brown, two of the best guys in the league. What?
Let's do it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, Hannah. Back them on down.
Oh, my
Three.
God.
That's gay.
Yeah. I am the queen. I am basketball champion. I am a Celtic.
Why not?
So tell me how everything is going so far.
Jed is awesome. We have so much fun together. What do you think I should look for in him?
Somebody makes you laugh. Somebody is going to accept you for your flaws and your beauty.
I feel you. That's why I've been preaching.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, dating advice from a baller. Not that really. Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, first of all, why did they come to Boston?
Smart. I'm sure
then,
he is.
And then have somebody from Alabama on in Boston.
I don't know. She needs to be dropkick Murphy'd into next
They just couldn't find anybody stupid enough from Boston.
Well, anyway, she's just, it was so infuriating because it was like, you know, an opportunity for, you know, people to see Boston. And then she's just, ugh. And I just want to add that every time I watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I'm just stunned by how horrifying everybody was. So last night's piece de resistance was when Garrett, one of the bachelors, was trying to woo our Hannah B. And he said to her, his declaration of love, he's the Lord Byron of bachelors. He said, "I'm crushing on you hard, straight up." And I said to Dave Falcone, "I want to renew our vows and use that phrase."
Did you go over to Harvard to get that one?
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, you got that.
I mean,
Harvard,
even like, you know, take a duck tour.
Exactly.
Like, those are funny and historically accurate.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay, we're just talking about The Bachelor. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Hey, just a comment to LBF and their Bachelor comments.
Yeah.
So, multiple references of her husband watching The Bachelor while the Bruins are on. What the hell is wrong with them?
My
wife came running downstairs. She goes, "Oh, the Bachelor, they're at the Bowen Finch." Because I had gone there last Friday. I'm like, so?
Okay, I think Dave just lost his guy card. Okay. Hey, thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
And more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it's time for 720 Men from Maine. Okay, we got a special dedication for the men from Maine this morning. This is for Debbie Kinney from Westfield, Massachusetts. It's her birthday today. And Debbie, want to say that's from your neighbor, Peggy. So happy birthday, Debbie. And here's your Men from Maine episode for you.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife's calls his doctor to get help for a serious sunburn he got while on vacation.
Hello, Doc Sider.
Yes, Doc Sider.
Yeah?
This is Aoife's, and I'm on vacation down here in Florida.
Yeah?
And yesterday, I fell asleep on the beach, and I got a wicked, awful sunburn. The pain is smiting me something awful.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Aoife's. I'm going to call and order you some Viagra. You take one and go straight to bed and get some sleep.
Well, will that Viagra cure the sunburn?
No, but it'll keep the sheet off your leg.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, this is the paddleboard miracle story. Check
or,
this out.
Or, otherwise known as, why you should never get off the couch.
I see. Okay.
So this woman was off the coast in a haunt, and she was on a paddleboard, and she didn't pay attention to the weather, because weather yesterday, sunny in the morning, windy in the afternoon.
Did you see the wind yesterday?
The wind
was amazing.
It really picked up.
What
it was
if
very
she started
surprising.
Paddleboarding in the morning?
Yeah. Well, anyway, she started drifting out to, not drifting, but she was being blown out
right.
to sea, which is legitimately like very, very scary, and people have lost their lives because this happened.
It's a good thing she wasn't windsurfing.
Exactly, that's but right. It was also a really good thing that she was wearing an Apple Watch, a newer Apple Watch, because the Apple Watch now makes phone calls, and she called.
It has the GPS and stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
And she called 911, and this is what, I mean, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm from Nahant Beach, and I'm getting blown out to sea.
Frightening moments for a local woman off Nahant Beach
Channel
today.
Five.
Yeah.
Strong winds pushing her paddleboard further and further offshore. telling rescuers she was 500 yards away.
Now I'm just getting blown further and further. Oh my God, it's just getting windier.
But the woman didn't have a phone. Instead, she told us it was Siri, the virtual assistant, who called 911 from her Apple Watch.
Wow. So
that is wicked
scary. The Habamaster.
Yeah, the Habamaster
went out and saved her because they could find not only where, I mean, if she hadn't had the GPS part, they wouldn't have been able to necessarily see where she was.
Yeah, they got to her in like 15 minutes.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, they could triangulate the signal.
I mean, the good news is she was rescued. The bad news is you can't really even commit a crime now.
And if you have, an old Apple Watch like I do, maybe you need to buy a rope for when you go out. Yeah. That way they can pull you right back in.
You know, I got blown out to sea one time.
You did?
Well, I was in a little sunfish.
Yeah?
And I was in Jamaica.
Really?
And the winds
plot
picked
was
up.
Foiled, huh?
And the winds pick up and it starts blowing it out and out and out. And so what I did is just kind of went parallel with the beach as much as I could. And then when
you're a Marine, you have survival
like
skills.
Yeah.
I got to a spot where the beach came out and kind of stopped me.
You didn't like try to get like a friendly dolphin to pull
you
in.
It was really scary though.
Come on, dog, help me out!
I'm saving
the Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s, more variety. All day and all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, we've got some Edelman news. A new billionaire. God, so many of them. The hardest thing you've ever done hungover. But first, A-Rod. Now, remember when A-Rod was... Oh, by the way, this is brought to you by Subway. A-Rod was photographed in the loo on his phone in his apartment because he lives in New York City and he didn't have any curtains and there's, I don't know, people right across the way looking at you at all
times.
It's
just an entire wall of window, though.
Yeah.
Not your standard little bathroom window.
No.
Little embarrassing, but he's going to remedy it by an investment. And here's what he had to say.
I'm certainly not suing, and the one thing is, I actually do my best thinking there, but I wasn't ready for that picture. But look, it is what it is. I have to invest in some good blinds, and I think I am.
Yep. But you don't know who the person is?
No. We were looking, and the reason we're still doing an investigation, we're doing it because you don't want the next person for that to happen. It's clearly happier than it was me that it was my better half or one of the children, right. then I would have really been.
That's a good point.
Such an invasion. Yeah.
You know, because if somebody can do that to A-Rod, they could do it to a regular person.
Yep.
And a regular person doesn't have, the expectation that they're constantly being looked at. And certainly if they had photographed a child, that would be completely
Well, that's totally
the law.
Wrong. I was just hoping it was going to be J-Lo.
Of course you were.
What?
What? Is that wrong?
It's pretty wrong.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It's wrong. I mean, it might be understandable,
but
it's wrong.
Oh, all right. Yes. All right.
I'd rather be understood.
Difference. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the hardest thing you've ever done hungover? I can probably speak for a lot of moms taking
Just
care
doing
of
doing this show.
Yeah.
Is that the worst thing to do if you even have one too many drinks is to take care of a child the next day?
It's the worst. You need a babysitter the next day.
Yes, exactly. Not that night, the next day. Exactly. Well, Colin Farrell was so hungover on the set of Minority Report back in the day that it took him more than 50 takes to say one line. His sister was on the set, and she left after 56. She was so disgusted by him. Wow. Now, he's been sober for 13 years, but he was a big-time drinker. It was his birthday the night before. And he wanted them to not shoot on his the day after his birthday. But when you're talking billion-dollar budgets, I think they don't really care. Anyway, this is what he had to say. The line is, I'm sure you've all grasped the fundamental paradoxical pre-crime methodology.
Whatever.
Yeah, so that I would not be able to say.
That's tough sober.
Sober, exactly. So anyway, just if you
that's
feel
like doing the alphabet backwards. That's hard.
Maybe
anyway.
That should be the new test. Say the Colin Farrell line. If you can't, then
can't do that.
Taking you
to the who's cow.
Edelman news. Two things. There's a Showtime documentary on Julian Edelman. It's airing on June 28th. It's called 100% Julian Edelman. It's at 9 o'clock. It's focusing on his underdog journey with an emphasis on his recent seasons and the knee injury and all that other stuff, I guess. So that's exciting. But more exciting for me, oh, by the way, it's narrated by actor Michael Rapaport, who is a big Real Housewives fan.
Yep.
And I respect him for that so much. Because, you know, you can be both. You can love sports and Lisa Vanderpump. Okay, and also Edelman, I just want to mention that he is teaming up with Peapod, and this Friday he's going to be making some deliveries and signing autographs.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
If you order from Peapod, Julian Edelman might show up at your house,
and
which
he got
is
hacked,
kind of exciting.
Too.
He got hacked? Yeah, I know his Instagram. Yeah, that's just, you know, yeah. I mean, that's like another day in paradise. That's what happens with rich people and famous people. They get hacked. Don't take naked pictures. The end. Jay-Z is the first billionaire rapper. Congratulations, you did it! Here's the rough breakdown of why he's worth $1 billion. Let's give you a couple of. He has a $310 million champagne line. He has $220 million in cash and investments, plus a $70 million stake in Uber.
No kidding.
He has $100 million in cognac, $100 million for Tidal, that's his music streaming service, $75 million for Roc Nation, $75 million for his music catalog, $70 million in art, $50 million in real estate.
I didn't know he was an artist.
And he was born in Brooklyn's notorious Marcy Houset Project, where he was a drug dealer before becoming a musician. He is now a billionaire.
There is redemption.
Yeah, exactly. I want to mention, too, that James Holzhauer lost on Jeopardy. Everyone knows that by now.
We will give you a complete Holzhauer Jeopardy update coming up.
So, good for Jeopardy, bad for James, I think. And that...
He'll be okay.
He'll be, I think 2.4 million reasons why he'll be okay.
2.4, yeah, he'll be okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, here we go. Trying once again today to give away $1,000 from Century Bank. We have a player online right now. Her name is Samantha Miller. Now, Samantha is a grad student at BU from Bellingham, Massachusetts. Good morning, Samantha, and welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you.
So, sounds sharp.
Grad student at BU. What are you studying at BU?
International Development and Diplomacy.
Wow. You serious?
Wow.
What are you doing?
I can't even spell that.
Yeah, what are you doing listening to this jive ass show?
It's a lot of fun. Oh, we have a lot of laughs here. Okay.
Make the Terrier Nation proud now.
Okay, yeah, you got to be a Hank's a Terrier, you know.
Oh, good.
We won't hold that against you.
Yeah. So,
the only thing I could spell, there was a B and a U.
Now, here's the deal. LBF is going to. By the way, do you you play along on a regular basis?
I sure do.
How do you usually
every
do?
Morning. I think I do pretty well.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you got to do really well. You got to get 10 out of 10 to get $1,000 in cash. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. You pass it any time, but don't pass on too many because you got to save time. Come back and get them all. You ready to play?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air.
What is 7 times 7?
49.
Who is the piano man?
Billy Joel.
Linda Hamilton played Sarah Connor in this 1984 film.
The Terminator.
What children's classic's first chapter is titled The Boy Who Lived?
Harry Potter.
What Ivy League school is located in Massachusetts?
Harvard.
Who sings the 80s hit Gloria?
Pass.
What animal does prosciutto come from?
Pig.
What object is said to bring bad luck if it's broken?
Mirror.
What jersey number is Julian Edelman's?
Pat.
What chain introduced the Blizzard in 1985?
Dairy Queen.
Who sings the 80s hit Gloria?
Van Morrison.
What jersey number is Julian Edelman's?
He is 11.
Oh, you only got one wrong.
Yep.
And I tripped you up on the 80s hit Gloria, Laura Branigan. And it's actually what the Blues sing, Blues play when they win, so we don't want to hear it that much.
That's right. We don't want to hear it at all.
Van Morrison's version was in the 70s.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
The 80s hit.
He had Gloria in the 70s. Yep. The 80s was Branigan.
But I'll tell you, you were fabulous.
Amazing.
You were absolutely fabulous.
You did fabulous.
We have a fantastic consolation prize here this morning. A four-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England. Do you like roller coasters?
I do.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Are you going to go out and experience the all-new Cyborg? It's a hyperdrive, an extremely new dark ride experience. You're going to love this thing. So have a great day out at Six Flags, and thank you very much for playing the game. And you were right. You usually do very, very well. I just wish you'd had one more, and we could have given you the cash.
Sure.
Have a great
day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You made BU proud. You did a nice job.
You did fine.
Congratulations.
Okay. Anybody else? If you think you want to win $1,000 in cash, we're going to give you another shot at this tomorrow. You got to register to win. Do that by logging on to WRR.com, and you can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. So you may recall last week we were talking about DigSafe.
Well, what happened was I supervised my husband Dave planting a tree, a nice dogwood tree in our yard, and we got an email from somebody that said, "I hope you called DigSafe," and I'm like, "What's DigSafe?"
She didn't know about DigSafe.
All right, I'm like, "What do you mean DigSafe? It's just like a little hole for a little tree, no big deal." And then I was like, you know what? If DigSafe is serious about this sort of thing, then they need to make sure that every person who buys a tree or something knows about this.
Even for a small job like this tree.
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's Roger Cook from This Old House talking about it. I wasn't aware of this, but like, I don't watch that show necessarily. But if I go to, say, store that sells
nursery.
Plants.
Nursery. Sure, nursery. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really go very often.
You go to the tree store.
Then I should, yeah. Every time they're like, call DigSafe. It should be like a Walmart creator.
Yeah, you'd think
they'd
have that message out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'd think it'd be out there. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got an email.
Okay. So obviously you have not been paying attention.
Well, it just says, "Hi, Lauren and Wally. I heard your podcast about DigSafe, and I'm thrilled for your discussion about it. It says property owners can cause damage to underground facilities when installing driveways, blah, 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 blah. This is why our extensive media campaign is targeted to homeowners, since most New England contractors already know about DigSafe and the dangers of utility damage."
Responsible people. Yes.
And then she goes on to list all the places that I have not paid attention to. They fly a banner over the New England Marathon, at the Boston Marathon, the July 4th Esplanade Celebration.
I think there's a banner flying outside of
NASCAR,
our studio right now.
Beaches, the Cape, up to Old Orchard Beach, tailgaters at Gillette Stadium can see the banner before Patriots games in the fall. Then there are billboards.
There are billboards.
Red Sox and Patriots Radio, The Globe, Google Ads, Channel 5. Oh, my God.
Well, tell them about what they do at Lowe's.
Well, at Lowe's, they have on the tags of the trees, call 811. That's DigSafe.
Oh.
And then it's a federal law. It would be required to actually have them, you know, mandatory, put this on stuff. But they're just trying to put it out on counters and things like that.
Who sent you this email?
Lisa Powers, the public relations director of DigSafe.
Good morning, Lisa. Boston. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Right now.
I am thrilled that you guys called me back on that. Thank you so much.
I think you need to start advertising at Total Wine. Then you'll see it.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
You put a tag on every bottle of wine, she'd get the message immediately.
You know, that's
some coasters.
Not a bad idea.
That'd be a
good coasters, 811, dig safe.
So it's a funny you mention, because when we fly this banner over tailgaters over Patriots games, I had to sort of rethink the strategy, because people see a phone number in the sky, and when they're drinking all day,
start
calling, huh?
They'll call it.
So. Oh yeah, exactly. Hey, good point.
Could you clear something up for me? Because if you have a tree now, as is LB's husband Dave was doing the planting, and he was planting a tree in a previously tree spot garden.
It was a bed. Like there was a tree there
already,
before that
already,
died.
It was already good. Do you still need to call DigSafe?
You do, actually, and there's splitting hairs, but the state law in Massachusetts, if you look at, and I could get into this, but it's Chapter 2, Section 40 of the Massachusetts General Law.
That's one of my favorite chapters.
And I do all of the company training, so I say this stuff in my sleep, but when you do any type of earth-moving excavation, whether it's public or private property, it's considered an excavation. And anybody who excavates is an excavator by state law. Mm-hmm. So there are a few exemptions, and this is the interesting one. Hand tools for gardening purposes is actually exempt in all of all the five New England states that DigSafe covers.
Okay, so you're just going to plant a pot of begonias. You're okay.
Yeah, right. We consider. See, that's the thing about splitting hairs. The law considers, you know, shrubs and trees, landscaping activities, and you would have to call. And then there's this hand hand-digging garden exemption where you don't have to call.
So, if he dug the hole with his hands, okay. It'd be okay?
I think it's a difference between a shovel and a trowel.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, believe it or not, there isn't a hand-digging exemption. So even if you're using a shovel or just human power to dig that hole...
What if you have a dog that likes to dig in the backyard?
Oh, my God, it's funny. My PowerPoint presentation, that's the very last slide, is a golden retriever that's halfway in a hole. So,
get out.
Yeah, it is. That's how I end the presentation for a laugh. But, you know, there's a lot of activities that you wouldn't think could cause damage.
Oh, I can imagine,
my email, I said basketball hoops. People who put in clotheslines, you know, they drive those poles in the ground.
Right.
Flagpoles. Even if you make a small hole to put in that shrub or tree, you got to think.
How about lawn darts? Is lawn darts okay?
You know, something
you throw them.
Wow.
Okay, well, Lisa, thanks a million for sharing with us this morning.
I am now officially informed, and so,
I really appreciate the call, guys.
I pay attention to nothing.
So LBF's not in trouble or anything, but next time, call 811.
Dave Falcone. I'll give you his address.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Dial 811 or digsafe.com, guys.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye, Lisa.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, good morning, everybody. The Lorna Wadi Morning Show is on a mission from God this morning to help the Bruins. Here we go.
We're no strangers to big games. Bruins are the best on the ice. And we won't quit until we win the cup. It's been a while, man. Out the stands, we want to win that cup, gonna kick that ball. The
okay.
Stanley Cup belongs to the Bruins.
Now, admit it.
We're gonna make the Bruins cry, and we're gonna wave bye-bye, gonna raise the cup high in Boston.
Admittedly, we weren't at our best last night.
No, we got beat up mentally, physically. We were bloodied, black and blue.
Yep. Okay, but what we really want to get to the heart of this morning is... The song that the Blues play, their victory song, it makes no sense.
I always liked Laura Branigan from 1982 and the song
what's
Gloria.
The deal with it?
Gloria.
Well, I thought they play Gloria. Do we have...
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I know you want to hear it.
Okay. I do want to hear it because I thought it had something to do with the fact that it's the best song ever. But
was
also
Disco Ball.
That in the movie Flashdance, the girl who was an ice skater skated to this song and fell a lot. Because the blues kind of sucked a little bit.
Yeah. Can we end that song?
But yeah,
can
they play it every
song?
Time they win.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
You're always on the run now.
And I feel bad that everyone doesn't like it because of the blues. But
so, why did the St. Louis Blues pick this as their victory song?
Well, they were the worst team in the NHL in early January. So they were in Philadelphia for a game the next night against the Flyers.
Yeah.
And so a bunch of guys went to watch a football game. They were watching the Philadelphia Eagles were playing against the Chicago Bears. So they went to this private club called Jack's NYB. And, can we kill the music? That's killing me. Because the Bruins, they played that after the game when the Bruins, when the Blues win. We don't
part.
Want them to win.
Yeah, this part.
Gloria. Okay, so anyway, so then what happened?
You people need to be suspended. Anyway, what happened was during the commercial breaks, this bar was playing Gloria. And the people were going crazy for the song.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah. So they say, hey, keep playing Gloria. And they kept playing it. Then the next night, the worst team in the league, they came back and they shut out the Flyers 3-0. So they said, hey, let's use that as our victory song. And then from January 3rd all the way to the end of the season, they had the best record in the NHL.
Because Laura Branigan is a musical unicorn and icon and needs to be played constantly.
So then,
Lauren Beckerbeck, you're rooting for the Blues now?
No, I just like their song.
So here's what we're going to do.
Can we take back Gloria?
We're going to suck all the energy out of Gloria right now.
We are?
Okay. And now it's ours. Okay, there you go. They're dead. Done. They can't play it anymore, okay?
What do we play when we win?
Dead.
I don't know.
Do we play any songs?
We play the Nut Rocker.
Yeah.
This?
This is the Bruins anthem.
Yep.
It needs help. I suggest, maybe, I don't know, something from...
Manilow?
Which musical? And also, could I just mention, what is up with John Hamm's scarf?
He wears scarves.
I don't get
he's
it.
It's a very like sort of like Ascot-y slash.
He's not Steven Tyler.
Scarfy thing. It's like he's waiting for a sandstorm.
Yeah, because he looks like spies like us in the middle
right?
of the desert.
Exactly.
You're right.
Like just you never know.
Sandstorm. Okay.
It was all over after last night. Jeopardy James Holzhauer finally got beat on Jeopardy last night.
It is the end of his winning streak. I was sick of him jumping around and switching categories. Now Jeopardy needs a person who's smart. Make sure that your answer's ending with a question mark. Yo. Trebek. James is going home. He's a loser, baby. He lost on Jeopardy.
Well, he's walking away with a little over $2.4 million.
Yeah, I don't think he's a loser.
He's not doing
I
so
think
bad.
That he needed to lose.
So,
I mean,
okay, can anybody remember who is the person who beat Ken Jennings to end his streak?
Nope.
No, of course not.
They lost the next game as well, I believe.
Yep.
So Emma's in trouble tonight.
Could be. I don't know. She was pretty good.
Well, they had an excellent game, the three of them last night. They were all very good. They missed one.
I'm just curious if it's going to change the way they play Jeopardy now, if people are going to try to take
emulate
on that style.
The way he did it. He always goes
a little annoying.
Change or die.
Yeah. I know, but I just like, you know, the easy ones are at the top. It's where you start
but don't
easy.
You like that? Like, it's almost like if I'm remembering correctly, how you exercise. It's like you go big and then you calm down a little bit and then you sprinting.
Are you trying to liken something to exercising?
All right, I hurt myself. I got to go lie down.
Yeah. And also, I got to give follow him on Twitter. He finally got his blue check mark.
Oh, James
_ Holzhauer. And he changed his Twitter avatar last night
to
Weird Al. You know, I lost on Jeopardy.
Yep.
And this was amazing. Weird Al tweeted him back, says, I like your new Twitter avatar, James. Like, wow!
See, it's just Twitter. It's like hell on earth, but then kind of fun.
When it's fun, it's fun. When it's bad, it's horrible.
Okay. Well, hey, Tom Brady's not on the hook to eat anything live on his Insta, is he?
Well, I don't know. James tweeted, hey, I can't wait to see what Tom Brady's going to eat. So we haven't heard from Brady yet. Maybe he'll have a tomato or something.
We'll find out.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.